Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, we thank the Lord for what he's doing in his church. And we bless his holy name for that. We are privileged to have Pastor Roscoe DeCharles here. And Reverend, Pastor Revida DeCharles. The Lord has used their ministry to bless our church. They gave a kind of big donation for the church, and we thank God for that. God bless you. And since then, the Lord has been using them greatly, and I want to call upon Pastor Revida DeCharles of Lords of Hope Ministries to come and give us the message of the day. So please join me in welcoming Pastor Revida.
First of all, I want to thank Pastor Joshua for inviting us as a representative of Lord of Hope Ministries to this lovely occasion. I actually feel because of the ministrations of the many music things, I should go and sit down. But we must hear the word. Whenever believers are gathered, we must hear the word. Now, we have been blessed already to have a verse for today. And I've got a couple other verses which might, let me give you a key, might help you to one of the three questions you've been asked. So if you listen intently, you will have one of the answers, okay? And so, first of all, why don't we just give a clap to all of the musicians, the ministrations that are working. And the topic that I'm going to bring today is that love brings changes.
Amen.
Love brings changes. And we all, whether we're young or old, have our ideas of love. But especially during this Christmas season and all Christmas seasons, love brings changes. Now, first of all, we know that God loves each and every one of us, whether we love it or show him or not. God loves each and every one of us. And we know that because in the Bible it says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his son. Now just think about that, love. We use it all the time as far as I love you, I love this. But God's love, his love was so strong that he allowed Jesus Christ to be born on this earth many, many years ago. Now think of that. Think of you if you happened to be in a place where you had everything that you could desire, everything good, and then you have to leave it all to come somewhere where there's trouble, there's strife, people are not going to like you, but you give it all up, all. Why? Because of love, and love makes changes. That's what happened many thousand years ago, that Jesus came from having everything. All good. We can't even imagine what all good is. He had everything good, but he gave it up, not only just to come as a man, but as a baby, dependent on people. And we know people can give you trouble. Doesn't matter who you are,
amen.
People will give you trouble. So he gave all goodness up, all to be born as a baby here. A baby. Okay? Now the verses I'm going to use that from is from Matthew. Chapter 1, verses 19 to 21. So allow me to just move this so I can read this for you, okay? It'll only take a moment. Okay, we have in Matthew 1, verses 19 to 21, for those of you who brought your Bibles, and for those of you who left them at McDonald's and Dunkin' Donuts, make sure you please go back and get them and like that comment. So make sure you go back and get them, especially during the season. You should remember what's important about the Christmas season. And it says in verse 19, then Joseph, her husband, and this is talking about Mary's husband, Joseph, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. So what are we talking about? We're talking about Mary, who, and you're going to see as we read a little further, Mary was chosen by the Lord, was chosen to be the earthly mother of Jesus. Now imagine what her life was before this time happened. she was engaged to be married. And part of that being engaged in that culture was that you were supposed to be a virgin. That means no sex, you definitely can't be pregnant to be married. Okay, now Mary, receiving a visit from an angel, allowed herself to become pregnant with Jesus. Now think about that. Here you are. You have your life planned. I'm going to get married to this young man, and I'm going to live a loving life in that culture. And now all of a sudden, you get a visitation saying, okay, we want you to carry Jesus. Think about that. All of a sudden, your plans are not your plans anymore. Life is not going to be the way you thought it would be. But because she loved the God who created her, the God who made her, she was willing to have changes occur in her life. She had no idea what changes were going to be for her being allowed to be the mother, earthly mother of Jesus. But by her being willing to allow this to happen, she was privy to seeing some of the many miracles in life, some that we would love to have seen. She allowed that, but that was because she, because of her love for God, was willing to let changes happen in her life. And love makes changes. Now let's go to Joseph. That's why we have this verse here, 19. Joseph. Joseph now finds the woman who's supposed to become his wife, a virgin, mind you, that she is now pregnant. Now, how many of you guys think that if all of a sudden the woman you're going to be married to becomes pregnant, that she tells you, well, no, I wasn't involved with any other man? How many of you are going to believe that? No, he wants to get rid of her quickly because he wanted to marry a virgin. But because of his love for God, God sent an angel to him to let him know that it was of God. All of this because they had love of God first, the God who created them, the God who made them and guided them. Instead of doing what he would plan on doing, he now has a change in his life. Instead of marrying a woman that he's going to have the first child with, he now becomes the earthly father of Jesus. Big responsibility. His life is now changed. It's not the way he planned it. But true love, love of God, makes changes. And those verses said there, but while he thought, we're speaking of Joseph, on these things, and you guys know that you'd be taking a lot of thinking all of a sudden finding the woman that you know is pregnant. A lot of thought going on there. The angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Talk about love making changes. We talk about love a lot of times, but sometimes we're not willing to make the changes. It's okay to love, but I don't want to do anything differently. Is that real love? God has shown us from the beginning that true love, real love, requires changes. And the first change, the biggest change, is to have the love of God. Because just think in the lives of those two people, Mary and Joseph, whose lives were changed forever for that moment. Because of their love of God, they were able to see things, they were able to do things that they would have never imagined that happened. And when we trust in the God who created us, who made us, who allowed Jesus to be born as a baby now. Just think, he had everything. He was in charge of everything. He didn't have to come back on earth as a baby. He could have been a man, a prophet, that appeared. But he was willing to be humble. Talk about change. Humble. Under people. Because of the love of God. And we have to think, when the time we see the nativity scenes, when we see that baby, does that remind us of God's love for us? That he was willing to be humbled under people who knew less than he did. We're talking about the one who made us and created us. He knew it all. But that humility, that willingness for God to use you, can make some changes in your life. And I'm not sure if all the people here are Christ followers. I don't know that, so I'm going to go by the assumption that everybody's not. If you're not, this is a time for when you see the nativity scene. It looks lovely. You have Mary and Joseph and the baby in the manger. But you think about humility, being subject, being under God's love. He doesn't do this to give us trouble. He does this to give us a life that's more abundant than any of us could imagine. And so why would you want to settle, especially at this Christmas time, for a life that's short? Remember, God knows it all. He has it all. He can provide all that's best for you. And remember, because He knows it all and has it all, He actually knows what's better for you than you do. You know, some people may not like that, but yes, He actually knows what's best for you. And when you are willing to be humble to what God calls you to do, you may find that life that's more abundant, more joyful than you ever imagined. And so that love makes changes. If you are a Christ follower, and I know many of you are here, is your life showing that the love of God has made some changes in your life? From the day that you became Christ follower, is there anything different? There should be. Seeing the baby in the manger should do more than just be a nice scene. It should be a reminder of you following how God leads you. And sometimes that means giving up some things. Sometimes that means doing some things. But your actions should show God's love. So take a time to think about, are your actions truly showing the one who guides you, who loves you? Has it made changes in your life? Are your actions showing how you believe Christ to be the leader in your life? If not, during this Christmas season, look at your life. Start to make those changes. Start to show God's love through you. People should see you and know that there's something different about you. Mm-hmm. People should see that your love is different from love they've seen. One example is during this Christmas holiday season, as you shop for gifts, you shouldn't get as easily agitated as others. God's love through you. That's just one example. We could be up here a long time for me giving examples, but that's one example. God's love, people should be able to see it through you, because true love makes changes. And what is very important about that day, thousands of years ago, that we're being able to celebrate within this next week, and we're celebrating now, is that Christ's willingness to give it all up, to be born as a baby, and being born as a baby, to live a life on earth, a holy life, with all the frustrations and aggravations that we have, so that He could be an example for us as He stayed this short period of time until He was willing to die on the cross for us, all out of love. Love makes changes. It made changes in Joseph's life. It made changes in Mary's life. It showed change for Christ, and it should show change for each and every one of us. Love makes changes. And make sure your actions are showing God's love. Make sure that you are sowing into all these different people who are trying to spread the news of God's love through your church, through the musicians that come. Sow into them so they can spread the word out so that others can hear about them. You know, we're all connected together, and we should all be showing our love for God through our actions. So make sure you do that, because we want to keep it going. We want others to know God's true love. We want everyone to have abundant life. We don't want anyone to be sold short. No one has to, but it's a choice. You can choose true love, God's love, and start making those changes. So keep that in mind, and I'll finish it with time. Thank you.
Amen.
God bless you. I will try this coming year and see how far we can go. I have a very big congregation that I will personally need to invite. invite you to come and talk about love.
Amen.
I'm another in my church. I find it difficult to preach love if you can give it. What I simply tell people is, please leave it for God. Allow Holy Spirit to direct you. When you talk of love, I told people, don't fake me. Don't say, I love you. Don't love me. Because I don't love you. So leave love for the Holy Spirit to direct you. If the Spirit of God directs to love one another, you gain a lot from it. I'm going to give you this very simple testimony. Pastor Joshua Arigbetola is my very good friend. We've known each other for a long time. He told me about this program that, sir, I warned him several times not to serve me. I'm his junior brother. He said, sir, my church program is coming very soon and I want you to come and be the moderator. I've seen this, blah, 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 this place. Now it's my turn. I said, wow, when? He said, 17th September.